Exclusive: Mexican border state cops kidnap teens for cartel, say investigators. By Gerald Tony Aranda on January 14, 2021. Several border state police officers are under investigation in Tamaulipas for the alleged kidnapping of two underage teens who were turned over to members of a cartel and are still missing. The case sparked protests as relatives and locals demand the return of the teens. Last week, Tamaulipas state police officers detained two minors for a traffic violation in Ciudad Mier and took them to the nearby border city Miguel Alemán, where they were allegedly released to the Gulf cartel. Relatives and locals in Ciudad Mier held protests demanding the safe return of the two teens believed to be 14 and 13 years of age. According to U.S. law enforcement sources in Mexico, the case sparked an investigation at the highest levels within the Tamaulipas government. The source revealed there is particular significance regarding the location of the arrests and where the victims were transferred. Ciudad Mier is an area under the control of the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas, while Miguel Alemán belongs to the Gulf cartel. The current theory of Tamaulipas investigators suggests the teenagers were working with the CDN Los Zetas in some capacity, leading to their false arrest by Gulf cartel-aligned cops, the U.S. law enforcement source revealed. That case of the missing teens is not the only one dealing with corrupt police and cartels. In late October 2020, gunmen from CDN Los Zetas killed the state police delegate in Reynosa, Thomas Charles Ortiz. Initially, authorities believed the murder could be tied to Ortiz's crackdown of cartel operations in Reynosa. However, after subsequent arrest of CDN Los Zetas commander Francisco P90 Velasquez Torres, authorities learned the murder was ordered out of CDN headquarters in Nuevo Laredo after Ortiz stopped working with the CDN Los Zetas for the Gulf cartel. Soon after P90's arrest, Gulf cartel gunmen killed him in a Reynosa prison attack and then stole his body. Authorities collected the cartel commander's dismembered body days after next to a narco message warning about the ongoing war for control of the region. Gerald Tony Aranda is a contributing writer for Breitbart, Texas.